If possible, sit in that sacred space in your home that you created for your processes and meditations with us. As we said earlier, when you miss someone or something, you experience this missing or absence on a body level. There could be some sense of hollowness or a feeling of emptiness in the heart, around the throat, or deep within the stomach. Allow yourself now to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and sense yourself inside. See if you can find the willingness to experience this sense of an absence.
Some people have shared with us that they literally experience a hole in their chest. Some people have reported it feels and senses like as if something has been ripped out of them. So sense around. Breathe very gently right into the bare body area where you feel the absence. Imagine you could direct your inhale right into this empty place. And then with the exhale, allow yourself to sink more into that hollowness or emptiness in that area.
See if you can stay open and curious to any sense of emptiness inside. Emptiness can only be sensed, for it is an absence. There is just no thing there. Nothing simply means that there is actually no thing. No feeling. No thought. No thing. Yet what is actually there is space, or even spaciousness. It's not really empty.
Stay curious. Trust. If more memories might come and grieving of your ex follows, keep sensing that too. Or you might have feelings of sadness or pain about the loss of being a couple, being an item. Feel that also, and that a wave goes through your inner world.
If you noticed there is distraction of thoughts coming up, just acknowledge those as coming most likely from your inner protectors. Remember that our protectors inside do not like the unknown. And what you're doing in this meditation is traveling right into the unknown. So there may be a part, a passenger on the bus that tries to get you away from that. You can acknowledge its presence and come back into the body, into the inner emptiness, and dare to simply experience it directly.
This emptiness or hollowness, when you're with it, can be experienced as space. Breathe into this space. Be courageous. It is safe. Space is not really empty. There's just no thing there. What is there is presence or space. Just like the space that fills the room you're sitting in right now. And that we really are aware of.
To experience or meet this absence or hole inside is first a bit threatening, because many of us have never been taught or shown how to actually be with it. Nobody teaches us that actually we can be with it. We don't have to spend our lives running away from it, or looking for this person, this job, this situation to fill us up. It is an art to learn to turn towards this emptiness and stay with it.
We ourselves have experienced this emptiness quite a few times, and it is actually a gateway to the deeper realm of our own innermost, of our being or soul. If missing of your ex occurs, allow it to exist however it shows up.
Give yourself permission to be sad, to mourn the death of the relationship, of the family unit, to recognize you'll never have that again. Give yourself permission to miss and to sense the hole inside that the ending of this has left you with, literally, in your inner body.
notice whether the sensation of space has gotten more intense or is it subsiding. Allow both intensity or subsiding. Nothing will last. The sense of hollowness actually transforms by itself. All is asked is to relax into it with your exhale and experience the sensations of hollowness or emptiness. Give it 2-3 more minutes, relaxing into inner space, opening and relaxing.
Breathe right into the sensations, bringing as much presence and consciousness to them, even if they are uncomfortable. They will at some point change. Nothing lasts, even this feeling.
If needed, stay a little longer. We let this track run another 2 minutes in silence. Whenever you feel complete, proceed to the next track. Also remember, you can revisit this track at any time whenever you need support to be with or grieve the absence of the relationship.